You know why you have to plummet? A white guy wrote this. That's the only one who likes to plummet.
Right, right.
Sorry.
And he's talking to guys, too. Yeah, because he's like, hey, your wife.
I'm fucking fine. Plummet. Fuck it. Steve.
Plummet. 2014, plummet.
That's our white guy.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you did it, because now it's not racist. It's just anti-men and stereotyping, but thank you. That's not my white guy. It wasn't bad. Steve. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, so we're ringing out the new year. And bringing in the new year. We're bringing out the old year, right? And bringing in the new year.
Right. That's right. This is the...
Yeah. This is the end of the year slash the beginning of the new year.
Yeah. It's happening. And nobody can stop it.
Yeah. It's going to happen. Remember 2012? Great year.
Yeah.
Fantastic year. That's also over.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yes. Well, just 2012, it was supposed to be the end of the world, right? Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we're still here, people. Still here.
Jeez.
And Hey You Know It is still here, bringing you, you know, just amazing stuff for the last year and for the new year coming up. So I have a little thing here about celebrating New Year's Eve. First of all, what are you doing for New Year's Eve?
Wow, it's going to be like...
hadn't thought of it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's been a whirlwind for me the past few weeks. I haven't put it together.
Oh, that's right. World traveler.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're back.
I was in Dubai for a couple of weeks. And then I went to Georgia for a week.
Wow, how was that? It's a contrast.
It's two different places.
Hot as hell. Was it hot in Georgia when you went?
It was warm, and then it got really cold. It rained one day, and then it was cold.
I'm imagining, though, there's fewer Muslims in Georgia.
Fewer Muslims in Georgia.
fewer beautiful mosques.
Less abayas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fewer camels.
Not much ovulating.
Really?
Yeah. There was a lot going on in Dubai.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I like the sound of it. Did you learn how to do it by any chance?
No, I didn't do it, but I listened.
It's like yodeling. It's one of those things I feel like you got
to
grow up
with.
Yeah,
you have to really practice it and put it, your whole self into it, I think.
It's kind of like a Negro spiritual. I was just getting my nails done, and they had like a Celtic version of swing low. And I was like, no.
You can't.
You don't hear us doing your thing.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. It doesn't sound right.
We're not step dancing.
No, not much. So here it is. Revelers at New Year's Eve celebration in the South Bank of London are going to be treated to not only to a fireworks display, it's a special fireworks display because thanks to food scientists Bombas and Parr, for the first time they're going to get a multi-sensory firework that they can taste, see, and smell.
Nice.
Taste.
Wait. I missed that part. Wait.
They're going to be multi-sensory fireworks that they can see, taste, and smell.
Whoa.
Yeah. Fireworks are going to go off as they normally do, and the crowd is going to be showered with sweet smells and edible confetti that comes in sumptuous flavors, including peach, banana, and orange.
Sumptuous?
So I watched the video of this guy.
How could that... So candy falling out of the sky is sumptuous?
It's not candy. It's like little flakes. What? This is highly illogical. All right. So... Where were we? Okay, so basically, I watched the video for these guys.
Okay.
So basically, it's like using the fireworks. They go up in the sky. They rain down. Mm-hmm. Usually, that stuff just disintegrates.
Yeah,
but they have done it.
It's enough for me. I don't need anything more to happen.
Now the detritus or whatever is going to like fall down. And if it lands on your tongue, you're going to be able to taste peach-colored and flavored snowflakes.
That's a really bad thing to teach people to do.
Banana confetti strips. And they're edible.
That's a bad thing.
There will also be bubbles floating around.
Like this.
And if they pop in your mouth or near your mouth, you will taste a zesty orange.
You shouldn't drink or eat anything coming out of the sky.
I don't think you're going to have a choice. I think what they're saying is you will taste these flavors. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, unless you have your mouth closed and you have your hand. I'm imagining just, you know, it getting in my eye. I don't want banana flavor.
I know, but I don't want this reflex action to be like with all, like when you're a kid, you taste the rain, you taste the snow, you get over it.
I'm thinking, though, that
as an adult now, everyone's going to be sticking out their tongues and being like,
I think people are already doing that. I think that you have giving too much, you're giving too much to humanity.
I don't like it.
So, I don't know if I'd like it or dislike it, but I'm like, why?
I'm against it, Jaquetta.
Why are they doing it?
So people will go. It's like it's a novelty. So people will go and stick out their tongues.
Have people ask for this?
And guess what? What's in it? Maybe they're trying to spread
LSD?
Something. No, or maybe some new drug.
You think so?
A new drug. Like, and they're trying to get it out in the general public. So everyone's
wouldn't
savvy.
Wouldn't the water would be an easier way than waiting for New Year's Eve and hoping someone will have their tongue stuck out? Like, that seems
well, they're
like
conditioning people to do it, to stick out their tongues for
things. That seems like a James Bond villain's plan that you're like, really? You could have just stuck a needle at me when I wasn't looking. Like, you didn't have to, like, drip something down a string into my mouth and hope that I'm snoring when I'm asleep in my villa. So it says these are, along with the first edible fireworks, London has planned to share New Year's Eve with a dedicated app that will simulate the fireworks on your phone.
No, oh, again.
There doesn't need to be an app
nobody
for everything.
Nobody needs that on their phone. And they don't need a Christmas tree on their phone.
Can't they just look? You know what I mean?
Why don't you just look up in the sky and not down at your
hand? So these are people who don't want to taste it. I, you know, if this were in the United States, I'm sure there'd be the gluten-free people would be complaining about something. All right, so what do you got?
So, but I want to know what you're doing for New Year's.
We're going to be in Norway, in Oslo, and I don't know what we're doing. We tried to buy opera tickets, but we weren't allowed to because of our American credit cards. Are not secure.
Oh, wow.
So they wouldn't let us do it on the phone. Who knows? I'm imagining reveling in the streets.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You could do that. I'll loan you my booze bra. For Christmas listeners, if you didn't know, I got a booze bra, which is like actually a wine rack bra.
We just talked about it.
In our last episode.
Yeah. Okay, you're reprising.
If you didn't listen to last week's, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
How big am I going to be?
You're going to
be like E's?
Probably two sizes.
F. Nice.
Yeah.
Not bad. I like it. Do you think I can get that through customs?
Yeah. You'll be thanking me when you fill it with vodka.
When the TSA fill me up, you'll be a little surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you have?
So I have resolutions. People are always talking about resolutions.
Do you? I don't do them. Do you?
You know,
I resolve to do things and then I don't do
them.
Okay.
No, but what are the top ones? Top ones, basically.
Smoking, drinking, lose weight.
Yeah, eat more healthy, alcohol or soft drinks.
What?
No alcohol. Like, I know people who, try to dry out in January.
And then by February, they're
ready to drink
up.
Again. Yeah.
They're ready to drink again. That's not how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
I think usually after the holidays, I like to take a little break, but only because I've been hitting hard.
Yeah, and you're just like, your body's like,
to.
No.
You can get to a point where you're drinking so much that you just don't want to drink anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can imagine.
Then they say, complete a marathon or an Ironman. That's what they're... So you're there, like, it's Christmas, you're eating cookies and cake, you're drinking, you're eating all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Partying, smoking, and then you're like, I gotta do an Ironman. Or a marathon.
Either one.
Yeah.
Either Ironman or marathon.
Just after next week, I'm gonna start.
No way! I am happy that I have made it past the point in my life where that pressure to do a marathon, it's over.
Yeah, right. I think everybody's thought of it, and it's...
Yeah, I've thought about it, but I've also thought about climbing Everest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts. Like, I'm not going to resolve to do any of those things. I'd like to go to Everest, but I just like to fly up to it.
Yeah, right.
And then go home.
Right, and look in a helicopter and just look out the window.
Yeah, I don't even want to go up to base camp because that's pretty high up.
Yeah. Okay, they said, no one on his deathbed has ever said, I wish to spend more time at the office. So it's like, spend more time with the family. That's another resolution? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's more like do some fun things.
Yeah.
Not necessarily family.
But I think for a lot of people, like, they're spending more time in the office because their family isn't, like, buck naked and poor and hungry.
Right.
Kids aren't going to thank you for that extra time you spent with them when they don't have this year's hot jeans.
Right. manage your debt. That's another one. Okay.
That's not bad.
It takes a long time.
You don't
time.
Have to wait for the new year for that one, though.
You could just do that.
You could just start doing that.
Right
start
now.
Start living in your within your means.
Right.
Yeah. Today.
And
like right now.
Yeah.
Like minute nine.
And you're doing it, actually, by listening to us, because we're free.
Yeah, this is free, so.
So, good job.
Yes. Bravo. You saved at least $9.99, because that's what this is worth, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
An hour?
Sure.
Yeah.
Work out one time a day. So, they're saying
that's
here.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's hard to do.
Workout for me.
They says each morning I run for 20 minutes before taking a long shower. What are you doing?
Where do you run?
First of all, what you know? Why don't you just work out longer and take a shorter shower?
But well, where are you going? I'm thinking of making it up. I'm 20 minutes. I would have run down the block and back.
Since working out for 20 minutes is enough to release endorphins. Same as released having sex. Well, why don't you just have sex?
For 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That goes and spend time with the family.
And
it's free.
In 2014, you stop having lazy habits and become a proactive person with healthy habits. I bet your wife would love a six-pack for 2014 as well.
I'm thinking six-pack right now.
Yeah.
I'm Miller Lite.
Working out one time a day on a regular basis should be one of your New Year's resolutions.
I think it's hard to work out every single day.
It is. I did 1 hour. I took a walk 1 hour a day, and I did it for 87 days.
Wow. See, you're really good at that.
Yeah. Well, it was good for me.
Yeah, you're good at the, like, do something for 30 days. So I can't do
that.
Yeah,
I could do that.
I can't do it.
I tried to go to 100, but I didn't make it.
87 is not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Weren't you just like, you know, like day five, you're like, oh, man.
Yeah. Days I was like falling asleep as I was walking.
So what, asleep at the foot?
There was once when we were recording, and like, I'm like, you said you want to go out to dinner. I'm like, no, I have to go for a walk.
That's right.
And I left.
It's like, fuck it, no. I'm going to start this walk right now.
Let's see. The other one is adjust your attitude. Create a positive mindset.
You don't know my life. Create a positive mind. So it's like fix everything.
Yeah, everything like. From your inside and out. And it's
floss. Have something you can do. Floss. That's an easy one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So develop this positive mindset.
Real fast.
So yeah. And how? Like a quick tip is to have a diary to support the process.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm like,
really?
I can't.
In 2014.
Positive diary.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. All right. And then another one is become a better friend.
I just want to say on the diary tip, if you've ever found an old diary that you've had, ain't nothing positive in there.
Oh, right. And your handwriting's bad.
But I don't remember writing down, like, today was a good day. You know?
Yeah.
All these great things happen. Usually it was like, I can't believe it. This was the worst day of eighth grade ever. Timmy didn't even look at me.
Yeah.
This bile of a haircut I'm rocking is not the move. You know? Like, it's not good. I got a stain on my Benetton sweatshirt. It's all bad. It's not positive stuff. New Year's. Feth. So I have something.
So no, wait, just become a better friend.
Oh.
Why can't you? Anybody can do that.
I guess.
Yeah.
Some people need to stay in their cave.
Right.
Be a better friend.
Prioritize the time and never be too busy to call a friend or send a text.
Who has the time?
Don't.
I'm busy. I'm sorry. Is that going to be a problem for this?
There's some other things. There's an alternate list of things for you to do. One is fall in love.
Huh?
Put it on your list.
Get right on that, yeah.
Overcome addiction.
Okay, wow. Just real fast. Just real quick.
Learn something new.
Okay.
Which is, you know, all you have to do is
I've learned that I can't do something for more than a week at a time.
And do something crazy.
Huh?
Yeah. Take an adventure, even if it's just a hike in the woods.
That's not an adventure, people.
It's just a hike in the woods.
Yeah, it's just a hike in the woods.
How about skydiving, hang gliding, or bungee jumping? Why do you have to plummet?
Yes, I was going to say, why do you have to fall to your death? We've covered this before, how people think they do. Remember the people that get inside the zorbing?
Yeah.
And then they zorb right off the side of the cliff?
Right.
No, thanks.
Help save the planet, like recycle.
You know why you have to plummet? A white guy wrote this. That's the only one who likes
right.
to plummet.
Right, right.
Sorry.
And he's talking to guys, too.
Yeah,
because he's like, hey, your wife.
I'm fucking plummet. Fuck it. Steve.
Plummet. 2014, plummet.
That's our white guy.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you did it, because now it's not racist. It's just anti-men and stereotyping, but thank you. That's not my white guy. It wasn't bad. Steve.
Spend more time with family. Oh, good.
Again?
Exercise, yeah.
That's on both lists. Who wrote this? A family?
Yeah, smile more and be kinder to people.
Oh, no.
You know, don't ever tell me to
don't
smile.
Don't show your teeth to people. A lot of people find it offensive.
But I like the ones, there's a list here for in the office. This is what you should solve in the office.
I like it. This is for 2014 people.
Yep. Don't micromanage.
Good luck with that.
Don't be a bottleneck. So get your stuff done, man. Stop clogging up the hopper for everybody else.
And then tell everybody what to do.
Yeah. Eliminate the cause of a mistake.
Excuse me? Say that.
Susan.
You're fired. Eliminate the cause of a mistake. Get rid of Susan's.
Yeah. Listen carefully and don't multitask while listening.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to do. Nowadays, I feel like that multitasking is so ingrained, unless you're riveting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I listen to podcasts I like while I'm doing other things.
Yeah,
things I want to hear. I'm not going to stop doing other things just because you're talking.
Yeah. Assess your company's strengths and weaknesses at all times.
Whoa. You're going to get in trouble. You could have started every sentence, but you know what we could do better here?
Yeah.
Susan, get out.
Susan.
You're fired.
Give credit where credit is due.
No, take all the credit you can and run with it.
Show trust.
Say and thank you a lot, even when it's not you. When something good has happened, be like, wow, this paper trail, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Don't worry about it.
So this one is show trust. So that means when you're walking in front of somebody, suddenly go trust fall and fall back into their arms.
Do people still do trust falls? I feel like that's a thing that was really big in the 90s. Yeah. Black people move out of the way.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not catching anyone.
I will get sued.
Encourage individualism and welcome input. No.
No. This is not for bosses. Crush your enemies. Is that on there?
No. Discipline in private. Wow.
Yeah.
Special room for that.
The flannel gray.
Let's see. Have face-to-face interaction as often as possible.
No.
That's like when you email someone and walk over to the desk. I just sent you an email.
Oh, do people do that?
Yeah, of course they do.
Because people want to be in people's faces.
This one says, share bad news, not only good news.
I like it whenever I'm watching something, like, I got good news and I got bad news. Which one do you want first?
Oh, yeah. Like, then you think about it. You're like, oh, I guess bad first.
Mm-hmm.
Follow it up with something nice.
The good news is you're fired, Susan. You don't have to worry about the bad news because you're fired. Productivity is down.
Susan,
get out. Productivity just went up.
Be a good role model.
Mm-hmm. Be your own role model, so my mom would say.
Be your own.
Be your own damn role model. Don't look at me. Look at yourself.
Seek guidance when you don't have the answer. No, just make up an
answer.
Yeah,
just run with it. No one has time for that. This sounds like a very annoying employee that you're creating with this list. So that's for 2014 people, if you want to be a Susan, do those things.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
So I have this hogmanay. Do you know about the hogmanay?
I'm like, no.
You're like humming up. It's a Scottish celebration of the new year.
Oh.
Do you grow up with any Scottish people around?
Hell no.
Hell no. Like, not in my neck of the woods.
That's right. Nothing against Scottish. We're just kidding. No, we don't even.
I know. I didn't grow up with. Well, I grew up with Scottish people around, but these are some very kind of old traditions. So, the Hogmanay is the celebration of the new year, and there are many theories of the derivation of the word, blah, blah, blah. But basically, Hogmanay sounds. It is what it sounds like, a fucking party.
Really?
People get wild. So
how come we don't know more about this then?
Because it was banned
from
the 17th century to the 1950s in Scotland. Can you believe that? Till that recently. Because
in the 50s, like, who brought it back? Like Fonzie or something?
Well,
like,
I think they just figured out that it was racist to stop them from celebrating their thing. Because apparently it has roots in the Protestant Reformation. The Kirk portrayed Christmas as a popish or Catholic feast, and it had to be banned. So they forced the Scottish people to work during Christmas. And then because they couldn't celebrate Christmas, they moved the winter solstice holiday, which is what it is, right? It's still a solstice holiday. They had it at New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And the family and friends would get together, have parties, exchange presents, especially for the children, and this was called Hogmanay.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there was like a lot of carousing and drinking. So the traditions are that before midnight, you have to clean out your house.
All right.
So you have to get everything cleaned up, taking out the ashes from the fire. You know, all that kind of stuff. Get your house clean, get it ready. And there's a superstition that you have to clear all your debts before midnight. Yes, yeah, so you get a run round. Killing people or giving out cash.
Yeah.
Then immediately after midnight, they sing Auld Lang Syne. So that's where we get that tradition from. I always wondered about that. So the guy who wrote it claimed it was based on an earlier song that was in print for 80 years. So it came out in 1700,
mm-hmm.
but he printed it and kind of revised it in 1788. And that's the one that we still sing today.
Oh, no kidding.
Auld Lang Syne.
That's nice.
Yeah. So then you're also supposed to have a big party, which continues, like they still do that today. You welcome friends and strangers to your house. Everyone goes in everyone's house and you wish them a good new year. And then there's something called the first footing.
Oh.
So the first person to come into your house should be a man with dark hair.
And it has to be single.
He doesn't have to be single.
No.
He cannot be blonde.
Man with dark hair.
It has to be a man with dark hair, because back in the days, if someone came to your house and they were blonde, it was a Viking, and guess what was going to happen?
Okay, got it.
So the first person that comes in has to be a non-blonde.
Oh.
Doesn't have to be four of them, but it could be. And they should bring in coal,
uh-huh,
shortbread, salt, a black bun, and whiskey. Although nowadays, just the whiskey will do.
Well, you know, that's a tall order. Yeah. That's a lot. You have
just
to be in
the
community.
Whiskey, though.
Yeah.
You have to bring just
well,
the whiskey.
We shorten that. Like, in my family, on the Polish side, they
the
all...
left. On the Polish side?
The Polish side. Yeah, they, we all have agreed that we all knew to invite a single man into the home. And he has to, the first person to walk into your home on New Year's Day has to be a single man, and he has to wish you a Happy New Year.
Why is that?
It's good luck.
But there's no, like, you don't know the...
I don't know why, but...
I think they just try to get single men to come here.
I do it in my building.
I do it in my room.
And I do it every day of the year, basically.
Yes.
Get in here. Wish me...
Yeah, you're single? Come on in.
Yeah.
No?
You have something to say to me?
That's Happy interesting. I wonder what it means. We'll have to look that up. They also do something called hand selling. It's to give a gift on the first Monday of the new year, but that doesn't... People don't do that anymore, because now they're allowed to celebrate Christmas.
Okay.
But traditionally, for the Hogmanay, people would dress up in the hides of cattle,
okay,
and run around the village and get hit by sticks. They would also light bonfires.
I kind of like that. I think that's funny. I think that's hilarious.
It's like the Yule, right? Yeah. When they just have like goats and run around. They would also light bonfires, which I like too. And then they would roll blazing tar barrels down the hill and toss torches. So you can see why this might have been like a little suspect.
Right. It's like, we've got to stop this.
They also
reel in those flaming barrels down the hill. That could go anywhere, really.
It's like guys dressed like cattle. It's the one thing.
You know the munitions factory down at the bottom of the hill?
Yeah.
Try not to roll it down there.
Roll it the other way. So they wrapped animal hide around sticks and ignited them, and that produced a smoke which was supposed to ward off the evil spirits. The stick is also known as the Hogmanay.
That's good.
It's kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
I
like
that
a lot.
I mean, anytime anyone dresses up in a skin, I feel like that's
super
a party. You know what I mean? Like, keeping it real, pagan.
Yeah.
So, Hogmanay. January 2nd in Scotland is a holiday also, and it gives people time to recover.
Yeah.
Which I think I like. What I find interesting here, I wish we had the Boxing Day, the day after Christmas, and also a day after New Year's, because you need an extra day.
You do. Everybody, I think that everybody should take that whole week off.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's work on that.
Yeah.
We're personally going to not do anything that week.
Right.
Just to help everybody out.
That's right.
You need a day off. Otherwise, the day after Christmas or the day after New Year's just becomes a regular day, especially if it's during the week.
Yeah.
You need it. And this year, it's on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, come on. Really? You're going to go back in the office on Thursday and Friday?
My boss
and do what?
Loves it. He's like, hit the ground running, kids.
Yeah, hit the ground staggering.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be exhausted and hungover. So, what have you got?
I don't know. I just want to comment a little bit about 2013.
Yes.
And it's like our highlights. Our highlights, our lowlights.
I got a man of the year, but go ahead, what do you got?
You have a man of the year?
Yeah. Well, it's not really a man, but I'm calling it the man of the year.
It's just some things. Does everyone remember at the Super Bowl, there was the 35-minute power outage?
Yeah, and they blamed it on Beyonce.
Yeah, because
her energy.
Yeah.
She sucked up all the power.
In February, that meteor crashed in Russia. Remember they had the video of that?
Oh, yeah. We covered that.
Yeah. Went across the sky.
Yeah.
And crashed.
Oh, this is awesome. It's like a trip to the ages.
Yeah. I don't know if everyone remembers this. There was a monkey in a winter coat that roamed in IKEA alone.
Excuse me?
I love it when monkeys wear clothes.
I know. And you know how I feel about monkeys. If I had seen that monkey, it would have been all I could do not to kill him with a Billy bookcase.
Or one of those little, like, the wrenches that they have that's not really a wrench. It's like at a 90-degree angle.
You've never seen a vivisection like this at IKEA.
Okay, another thing. We were all obsessed with Sharknado.
Yes.
Sharknado was like everyone was talking about.
Where's Sharknado 2? They said it was going to come out, but I guess it, I don't know, died in the water. Who knows?
Yeah.
I had to sneeze. Hold on. I'm getting sick.
No.
Yeah, good timing, huh? All right, go ahead.
Then... Remember the big announcement? It was in the beginning of the summer. They were saying that the United States Postal Service was going to suspend service delivery on Saturdays.
They're still doing it, right?
Yeah, they're still doing it. The plan was delayed, so we're still okay. We're still getting our mail.
They're going to roll that out. I thought, Greg and I thought, because our mail comes so late, we don't even go on Saturdays anymore. We just wait till Monday. Who cares? They don't care. Now when you see the mail, when I was a little kid, the mailman used to be like, hey, how are you? Now they're like real quiet.
Yeah, they're just like, I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
I know where this letter is coming from.
Yeah.
I don't want to know
about
you. And
they seem angry. I'm like, look, I'm not the one who invented email. not my fault.
Okay, the Oscars. Seth MacFarlane hosted.
Oh, that's right. He terrible. Pissed everybody off. Yeah. I still haven't seen it.
It was just misogynistic. And
I mean, he pretty much seems like a dick, so yeah. I don't know what they thought was going to happen.
Yeah. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones separated.
Okay.
Shocked everyone.
The world.
And then there was Asiana Flight 214, which crashed. Yeah. And then on the news, they were listing the pilots' names. And they were Captain Something Wong. Something Wrong.
Really?
We Too Low. Holy Fuck. And Bang Ding Ow. They wrote these, like, racist...
Who did that?
Somebody put it on the prompter, and the newscaster wrote all... read them live on the
because
air.
Because, like Ron Burgundy, if it's on the teleprompter,
read it.
They won't
they didn't
read
quite
it.
Get it. And then they got it afterwards.
This is like my mom. When my mom used to work at Walmart in the fitting room part-time, people used to call up, and she used to be like, hold on, I'll ask if they're here. And it was always like, IP. Oh, I see what you're doing.
IP standing.
Amanda Hunt. Okay, I got it.
Lance Armstrong admitted to doping, finally.
Finally? And what's he doing now?
Nobody knows.
You know, the post office sued him because they gave him some money.
Oh, that's right.
So now it's like a federal case.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really. I mean, he did this
but
whole
he's
thing
not, annoyingly. He's a loser because he didn't win any of those races without the doping.
Right.
So fuck him.
And
it's one ball.
Iran, the Iran's Fishgam rocket successfully completes a return trip of sending a monkey into space.
Oh, the same monkey who was probably in IKEA. Probably. That's why he was trying to hide. He's like, fuck, I put this sheepskin on.
Remember he was like, hey, everyone.
Is this
look what
a
I
pasture?
Got from her. I'm an astronaut. Yes. Where are the babes at? Where are the ladies?
I don't understand how a monkey got into IKEA. Why a monkey was wearing clothes. That's a disguise. He should have been arrested.
Yeah.
Impersonating a sheep.
My favorite thing was Pope Benedict stepped down from his popeness.
Is he still alive?
Pope Benedict. Yeah, and he's like in a little apartment somewhere.
Oh, God. Little. I'm sure it's like gilded.
Pope Francis became the first pope to wash the feet of women. Like he was like, all right, I'll wash ladies' feet now.
What?
In the ceremony.
Well, okay. This is why I don't get religion at all. Why? I mean, really?
Yeah.
He was the first pope to treat a woman's foot like a regular foot.
Right. Yes. Because in this...
Oh, congratulations.
In this ritual, it was always the men. Like, because the men sat in front of the church and they got their feet washed by the pope or by the priest or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was never a woman.
I've never known a priest to really be into women's feet. I'll just leave that where that is. Okay? Are you kidding me? He's probably, like, turned his nose up in disgust.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
The brains of two rats have been successfully connected, so they share information.
Yeah,
we talked
I remember
about that,
this
yeah?
one. I wonder how they're doing. Yeah, know. Up in IKEA.
And then a giant tarantula with a 20-centimeter leg span.
See you later.
Was discovered in Sri Lanka.
And squashed, I hope, like the disgusting monster that it is. 20-inch leg span?
Yeah.
I hope they cleave that in, too.
A bunch of places like New Zealand, Delaware, Brazil, all legalized gay marriage.
Okay. What did Brazil, New Zealand, Delaware.
Yeah.
Maryland also got it.
Right.
A bunch of states did last
but
year.
But Russia.
Yeah,
was
made
like,
it worse.
No.
Yeah.
Banning gay propaganda. They banned same-sex couples from adopting children.
And by gay propaganda, you mean don't hurt and try to kill gay people? Is that what they're talking about? Mm-hmm. Like treat gay people like people? So bizarre.
Yeah, let's see what else here.
They don't like black people either, I'm not surprised.
Bill Gates is back.
Huh? Where'd he go?
Well,
he flew off.
He was named the world's richest man again after losing the position in 2008. So for 5 years, he wasn't the richest man. But now he is.
I can't imagine him being like, I've done so many other things. Like, is that what I'm going to go down as?
Let's see. Vladimir Putin announced his divorce on TV. Hey.
Did he rip off his shirt and ride off on a horse?
Probably.
He just seems like that kind of guy.
Well, that's what he does.
He seems like the kind of guy who, right after he made the announcement, if there's a female report, he was like, yo, can I get some? So
right,
free.
Right.
Rip.
Oh, you're giving me some.
Yes.
By the way.
Hop on this horse.
Yeah.
Someone put her on this horse.
Yeah.
Plubber if you have to.
Alex Rodriguez was banned from 211 games for using human growth hormones. This is our only baseball or sports reference we'll ever make on our show.
Yeah, besides Barry Bonds.
Was that all right? We made two sports references for the whole year.
So here's the and I guess is Lance Armstrong is bicycling a sport?
Oh, I guess. Oh, yes.
I don't think of it as that.
I don't think so either.
I don't really give a shit about
it. It's a contest.
It's a yeah. Here's the thing with A-Rod, as he's wont to be called. Do you need that? I mean, he's a pretty amazing athlete, right?
Well, because he's huge and he has muscles, so he does it. He can do that.
Well, now look what he's doing.
I know.
I still think there should be a roid Olympic and a roids
absolutely.
Because these guys really want to get that extra 1% bigger. Then let them. Let them juice themselves up to where their balls can't even be, you know, produce anything anymore. They're one ball. Okay.
And among one of my other favorite things was Alice Munro was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which was really cool.
I did not know that.
And then I guess a Hey You Know It highlight was when we saw Cinema live.
Yes. And Cinema was just taking the stage all over Europe. And apparently they rocked so hard, they might go back in 6 months.
Yeah.
They're our house band.
They are amazing. If you get a chance to see them live, do so. Do not do it.
I feel like and we probably said this before, do not do it. They're two people, but you feel like you're seeing like a huge band up there. Like,
and their sound is so crisp and clean and magical.
They rip it up. They really get it.
Yes, they melt faces and they break hearts.
Yeah, and they break hearts all at once. So I have, I don't have anything to add to that wonderful recap of the year, except I would like to do my man of the year. I think the man of the year last year was Pepper Spray. And the 2013 MVP man of the year, whatever you want to call it this year, is the selfie.
The selfie.
Yes. Obama just got busted doing a selfie. Uh-huh. To which I say he's a president. I mean,
he can selfie all he wants.
But who cares?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Bush was in office. Please, really? At least this guy isn't dragging his knuckles. The selfie, Jezebel talked about how the selfie shows that women don't have any confidence, blah, blah, blah.
What? No, it's just a way to take a picture.
A way to take a picture of yourself.
That's all.
But the selfie is the man of the year. But we got, in 2015, we're going to be able to get selfies of ourselves from space.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
How about taking a picture of yourself in orbit, as in with the entire Earth as your backdrop? So that's going to be possible. Someone called the Arc and Space Telescope did a fundraiser on Kickstarter, which was the runner-up for the man of the year.
Yeah.
Which fundraising, crowdfunding. They raised $1 million, and what they did was they sold off for $25. You can get a digital space selfie emailed to you. Their telescope will take a picture of you, and you will be able to see, I guess, the entire Earth as well. I'm thinking it's going to be a
face.
Pretty big picture. I don't know how it's going to work.
So maybe they make your face like it's just in the foreground of the picture, and then the world is in the back?
I guess, but I feel like, isn't that every picture? Not to get philosophical. But that basically seems to... I mean, they're using this telescope to do other things.
Yeah,
but it's a pretty brilliant idea to sell, you know, picture selfies for $25.
Somebody's going to make a lot of money. Bill Gates, watch out. Because you're going to be down again.
You're going to be down.
Number two.
So, yeah, selfies. I took many selfies this year. I like a selfie because I don't know if this is like you. I'm usually by myself walking around.
I took so many selfies of my... Every day when I was on vacation. Because I wanted to remember what I was... like every day.
And you can't always get someone else to take a picture of you. And sometimes, for example, if you're with my mother, you know there's going to be a thumbprint in that picture. No matter what's going on.
I got to tell you about how the selfie saved me.
Okay.
In Dubai.
Man of the year.
Yes.
Saving lives. The selfie.
I was in just out in the desert, basically. In Dubai.
One does.
Yes. And we found the camel markets.
Okay.
And so the camel markets
by accident.
So it's camel markets just in the middle of nowhere, stalls with camels. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys from Yemen and Pakistan with their camels.
Was there a lot of talent? Shall we say? It's hard to tell because of the tradition. The costume is hard.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, and so I get out of the car to take pictures of the camels, mm-hmm. and they were saying, baby, 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 but not to me. They were saying it, showing me the baby camels, and they were guiding me towards the baby camels.
Okay.
And these
Because that's clearly what you wanted, a woman.
Right?
A woman such as yourself does not want a full-grown camel. She wants to train a camel from youth. Fine.
And they,
I like that they thought they'd make a sale.
Yeah, but they had,
you were there.
They saw my camera in my hand, and they were motioning for me to give them my camera, my phone, my iPhone, mm-hmm. and then step into the pen with the camel so they could take a picture of me. Mm-hmm. Now, there's, 30 men from the Middle East telling you to get in a pen. You don't really want to.
Or anywhere.
Yeah, really. Or any men. Or 30 men anywhere telling you to get in a pen is not a great situation. And but I didn't want to insult them, and I didn't want to give them over my phone or anything.
Yeah, because they could steal it. You don't know these people.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because they're Middle Eastern men doesn't mean that they're not thieves.
Right. And so I had to show them. I said, oh, no, I can take my own picture. I could do a selfie. And I did a selfie, and I showed them, and then I had the guy do a selfie. I held the phone, and
he did a selfie? That is awesome. So you're he probably went back and was like, you'll never believe it. I selfied. Me, Mahmoud, a selfie.
Or maybe he went home and he was like, this bitch from the West was talking so condescending.
And she's teaching me about how to use selfie. I have 8 cell phones.
I have the iPhone 6.
Yes.
She's done with her stupid iPhone 5.
And I have a Samsung. But thank you, lady. I can't believe I tried to sell this bitch a camel. Did you? How much were the camels?
Apparently, they're about $3,000 each.
Wow.
And they also had they had pens of goats, too.
Okay.
And one of
goats
the...
Goats are pretty cheap, though.
Well, one of the things that you can do with the camels and the goats together is, like, when you're having a celebration, you would roast the camel mm-hmm. on a spit, but you mm-hmm. also stuff that camel with a goat.
So it's like a turducken.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know what the word is.
There's nothing to put together. Camel goat?
A camel goat. Yeah, it's just like hard to tuck in together. Yes. I mean, physically, sure.
How do they get... Okay, obviously they cut it open. I just had a very stupid thought.
Oh, you thought the camel had to eat the goat?
No, I don't... I just was thinking about the anatomy of the camel.
Like, oh, how did they get it in there?
Where would they put it? I don't...
Of course, they do with Rob Roy. They cut open the thing and sit inside. Stick it inside, yeah.
Did you have camel?
Did I have camel meat? I might have.
I imagine it tastes like jelly. You like there were meats?
I did have camel milk chocolate, though.
Ooh, how was that?
It's fine. I'll give you some.
I wonder if I, because I'm lactose intolerant, that might be a way to go. Why aren't they talking about that? We know so little about Middle Eastern culture. I think if camel milk chocolate could kick off
a
discussion.
I had a great time, and everybody was, it was incredibly nice and polite.
Yeah. That's the same experience I've had when I've been in the Middle East.
Yeah, and Madam.
I'll tell you, it's much nicer than the people up in the Bronx. So that is my, that's my man of the year.
I love
the selfie.
I love it.
The selfie.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
I also want to talk about ringing in the new year.
All right.
I like to ring in the new year by sleeping it off because I'm usually hungover.
Okay.
I'm assuming you do something that's similar.
Maybe.
But a lot of people like to ring in the new year by stealing a car. Apparently,
what?
New Year's Day is the number one day to steal a car.
No kidding.
Yep. It says here, car thieves like to start the new year with a new car.
So instead of buying one.
New Year's Day is the holiday with the most reported auto thefts. Of the 11 holidays studied, New Year's Day has the most cars with 2,228, followed by Labor Day with 2,158, and then New Year's Eve with 2,152. That's a lot of cars.
That's a lot.
New Year's Eve day, the New Year's Eve / day cycle makes up 20% of all the auto thefts for the entire year.
Wow.
Yeah. While July is still the most popular month to steal cars, the holiday season is a particularly fetching time for auto thefts and burglaries. But on Christmas Day, mm-hmm. not the same. Very few thefts. Interesting. Okay. I haven't had a car for years, so I don't really think about... I've never had a car stolen. Have you?
No. No. I've never... My
I've
car's
never had a nice enough car.
No, exactly. Nobody wants the cars that I have.
I actually, one time when I first moved to New York, left my keys in the car. It was down the Lower East Side. Left the keys in the ignition. Came back several hours later. Nothing. Not even peed in my car. No one cared about my Toyota Corolla hatchback.
I had a station wagon that key... What is it? The turning... The tumbler?
The ignition?
Was broken, so you didn't even need a key to start the car. You just twisted.
Oh,
the
nice!
Thing.
I've had a car like that before.
And then
makes it easy.
I spilled a plant in the back seat. Like I was carrying a potted plant and dirt fell and I just didn't clean it up. And then the ceiling fabric came down.
Nice. See, I remember these. I had a car when I was driving because all of a sudden there's like a veil dropping. Like, what the hell? Ceiling. And then underneath there's like a nice little layer of asbestos or something.
Yeah, right.
For you to inhale. Jeez. It's a death trap.
Yeah. So no, nobody has stolen any.
No one's ever stolen my car either. You know, the this year's color of the year was emerald. I think you reported on that in 2013.
Okay.
For next year, for 2014.
What is it?
Pantone has said it's the radiant orchid.
Ooh.
Radiant orchid is intriguing to the eye and sparks the imagination.
Everything sparks the imagination.
And also, it's an enchanting harmony of fuchsia, pink, and purple undertones. This is not going to be anywhere. Radiant orchid inspires confidence.
Oh.
And emanates great joy, love, and health. It's a captivating purple.
Pantone came up with this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The color people. One that draws you in with its beguiling charm. Oh. The executive director of that. Don't they talk some shit?
Oh, beguiling charm of the color.
The rosy undertones radiate on the skin, producing a healthy glow when worn by men and women.
Ew.
Really?
Everybody.
All of us? So me, for you, we have radically different complexions, but this color...
It's gonna do it for us.
It's going to put the bloom back on these roses.
Don't try to wear emeralds, because that's so 2013.
And it didn't really work for me.
No.
It didn't really work for me at all. So the 2014 color of the year, Radiant Orchid, it's all about joy.
Sweet.
What a bunch of crap. You know what? Black. That's a color for 2014.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Black. That's what we're doing. That's a color. It's going to be for, you know, everyday wear.
Nice.
And darkness. What do you have?
I have here some advice.
Oh, nice. So Advice on Advice is a segment that we do where we take advice that on the internet that we think stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Just is really just putrid.
Right.
Disgusting, horrible advice. We spit on it.
Right.
And we
give advice on that advice.
Yeah, we give advice on advice.
Yeah. So basically, you know, New Year's, the parties, we're in the party season, and if you have a party in your home on New Year's, which might be the best thing to do.
I've never done a house party, at my house.
Okay. Anyway, so here's the advice, or here's the question. My boyfriend and I entertain often.
Okay.
Always in my apartment because it's conveniently located.
But it's the same distance from my apartment to your apartment as it is. From your apartment to my apartment.
He's great at prepping food, getting the apartment set up, greeting guests, and so forth.
However,
he always offers to help with the washing up.
Mm-hmm.
But when the party's over, he's all talk and no trousers. Oh. I love that phrase. I don't know
what that means.
I don't know either.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll just continue and we'll figure it out
from context clues.
Yeah. There's always one reason or another he can't or won't help, usually because he's too tipsy or sleepy or his ride home is about to leave. So I seethe in the kitchen, feeling taken for granted and angry.
Seethe. Wow. Yeah. She's pissed.
While he starts coming up with ideas for the next gathering.
If vehement comes up as a word, I'm out. So the party's over.
Yeah.
She's seething and he's like, here's what we're going to do next time.
Yeah, I can't clean though, but let me get my ideas out. Take notes, by the way. I have told him I have hostess fatigue and I'm sick of doing all the post-party washing up, so he's coming over today to finish up the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, what am I supposed to do? I enjoy entertaining. I don't mind dishes so much as I mind the way he bails on his promises and thinks it's okay for me to pick up after him.
Mm. And everybody else.
Yeah.
Not just him.
Yeah. And the advice is, the key here is something you said late in the letter. I don't mind dishes. Some people hate it. I guess your boyfriend is one. But I'm one of those people, maybe like you, who enjoys the relaxation of the post-party cleanup more than the tension of the pre-party prep.
Is it that big of a deal? What kind of party? Is the queen? Is Obama coming to your fucking party? What the hell? You put out some food and some booze and you get the music.
Yeah, that's it. And your apartment should be clean already, so.
Apparently they're trashing the place.
Yeah. So instead of trying to force him to do the duty he hates, take advantage of the fact that he's great on prep and hosting. Tell him instead of fighting over this, you will tackle the cleanup alone, but that means you'd like him to pitch in more with the cooking and making the canapes. Splitting the work doesn't mean each task has to be split 50-50, just that each person feels the split is equitable.
But as in 50-50. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just got a little confused there. I mean, Can he, maybe he doesn't want to wash a dish, but can he roll up off his wallet and get someone in to help you?
Yeah, or do something like that. Yeah. Or, you know, or just do more, or just say, I hate doing it. Do you mind? Just to be honest about
it. But I don't, do you like doing dishes? I don't.
No, I don't either.
I'm one of those people who, if I had the finances, I would never do any of that stuff for myself. Yeah. I wouldn't buy my own food. I probably wouldn't cook it.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't put it on a plate and bring it to myself.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to clean up after myself either. No one likes it, but you do it.
I know, but she's saying, I mean, yeah, it's like, but he's doing stuff in the beginning too. And just sometimes you just like gravitate towards certain jobs.
Yeah. But then, yeah, I guess if he's never ever going to clean up, that's kind of like a, I don't know. I think that's a sign of things to come.
Yeah.
Like, is his place funky?
Well, are there mushrooms? The thing is, he offers to help and then he doesn't do it.
Oh, that's not cool.
See, that's the thing.
So he's trying to like get away with it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but you have to be really shit faced before you can't wash a dish.
Yeah.
Or
no
put
kidding.
A dish to soak.
Yeah, but here's, so the advice stinks because she's just like, oh, don't force him to do it. Well, he's offering to do it, and then he doesn't, so he's pissing her off by saying he's going to do it.
Tape him doing, saying he's going to do it.
Right.
You know, I don't like this advice.
You know what? She should probably just be like, really? Okay, then your best friend, Sven.
Okay.
He's going to help me with the cleanup. And you know what? He's going to be so tired, he's going to have to stay over. So you're going to have to leave.
Wow. I like that one.
Yeah,
I mean,
start doing that.
I don't know if that's passive aggressive or aggressive aggressive.
I think that is
but
a
I like
good
it.
Solution.
I think in 2014, we're going to move from passive aggressive to aggressive aggressive.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
That's like our
resolution. We resolve to just get it done.
So terrible advice on, you know, kind of putting it on her for saying, I don't mind doing the dishes. Because it's like, you know, he's saying that he would do it. So it's kind of annoying. I don't like this advice.
Any predictions for Hey You Know It?
In 2014?
Yeah, in 2014.
I predict one episode a week.
Yes. I predict we continue weekly.
More cinema.
Yeah, definitely we want to have cinema back. And I heard...
And we're definitely seeing them live.
I would hope so, yeah. If they're back in town.
Yeah.
They really tore it up over there.
Yeah.
The pictures, I'm sweating looking at the pictures.
I know.
Like, there's so much energy coming off these guys. It's like
they're a force to be reckoned with.
They really are.
You know, we like them and we've met them and we listen to their music,
that,
but when they're live, it's out of control.
They're different people. Like, they're crazy on stage and they go, hey guys.
And they're so nice.
Yes.
They're the nicest
guys.
They're
very friendly. Yeah. On stage, it'll look like they could cleave you with two with their heavy metal music.
Yeah.
But Happy New Year to everybody who's out there.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
And I'd like to take this moment to thank everybody who's been helpful to us this year.
Yeah.
People who've been on the show and all of our fans.
Yes.
And Katie, also, for being my co-host.
Yes, and I'd like to thank Jaquetta for being my co-host.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks!
And then we were all obsessed.
Are you just going to leave it at that? Really, a monkey put on a coat and just stroll?
Yes.
What kind of coat?
It was like a sheepskin coat. It was like...
That's fucked up. He's wearing another animal?
Yeah.
He's probably like, they'll never know. They don't have a problem
and
with
he
sheep.
Walked around.
He's probably thinking he looks like a sheep.
Yeah. He's like, I like this.
If he said bad, 10 points before I cut his head off. He's probably trying to get in there and get a gun.
Get a gun?
You know what? I wonder if he could even put anything together in there.
He probably could.
Yeah.
Better than
he's
I could.
It's probably the one thing that they could do.
It's probably what he was there for. He was probably inspecting.
I'm telling you, he went in there for some Billy bookcases. Everybody has them.
And for some meatballs.
Yes.
Swedish meatballs. Which are delicious.